Let us start this investor call. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you, our valued shareholders and participants, for today's conference call. I am Hari Krishnan, Chief Operating Officer at Bima. I'm joined today by my colleague Dinesh Bahwa, Head of Finance, who will take you through the financial and operational highlights for the first half to 2026. I would like to thank the Bima team for their continued dedication and strong execution throughout the period. The first half of 2026 has delivered strong results across our key financial metrics, building the positive momentum established the first quarter. Recognized capital contribution rose by approximately 26.8% year-on-year to reach 325.2 million. Shareholders' net profit increased by 16.2% to reach 61.5 million, with the EPS earnings per share to 0.31 Qatari riyals. Beyond the financial results, we remain focused on strengthening the core areas that make Bima resilient and customer-focused. We continue to enhance internal process and service standards to improve client experience and the retention across our principal business lines, supported by a continued expansion of our partner network and digital channels. Our robust organic growth continues to be driven by an innovative multi-channel distribution strategy and a qualitative enhanced coverage products. These efforts continue to build strong, nimble, and more resilient Bima. We are well positioned to benefit from the growing demand of Islamic institutions in Qatar and in the region, in line with the ambitions of Qatar National Vision 2030. Bima's strong capital base and governance framework continue to support the company's operations and its ability to address interests of all stakeholders, including but not limited to its customers, its shareholders, regulators, and others. With that, I will now hand over to Dinesh, my colleague, who will take you through the financials performance in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Hari, and good afternoon to everyone. I'm pleased to walk you through Bima's financial performance for the 6 months ended 30th June 2026. Starting with slide 4, which summarizes our key financial highlights, recognized Takaful contributions reached 325.2 million Qatari riyals, up 26.8% year-on-year. Shareholders' net profit grew by 16.2% to 61.5 million Qatari riyals. Net investment income increased by 28.1% to 30 million Qatari riyals. Investments at fair value rose 16% to 1,034.4 million Qatari riyals, crossing the 1 billion Qatari riyal mark. The shareholders' equity grew 9% to 626 million Qatari riyal. I will now take you through each of these in turn. Turning to slide 5, our total recognized takaful contribution of 325.2 million Qatari riyal are distributed across three broad segments. Takaful Health remains our largest segment, accounting for 42% of our total contributions. Motor, Marine, and Aviation accounting for 31%, and Fire and General for the remaining 27%. Slide 6 shows the historical trend and year-on-year movements in more detail. Growth was recorded across all four segments. Motor was a standout performer, rising 46.6%. to 90.9 million Qatari riyal from 62 million Qatari riyal in prior year. Fire and General grew by 31% to 89 million Qatari riyal from 67.9 million Qatari riyal. Takaful and Health, our largest segment, increased by 14.2% to 136.3 million Qatari riyal, up from 119.3 million Qatari riyal. Marine and Aviation from 7.3 million Qatari riyals. The lower section of slide 6 shows Takaful gross margin. A Takaful gross margin of 5.4 million Qatari riyal was recorded in first half compared to 20.4 million Qatari riyal in the prior year. This margin compression, though not expected, did not come entirely as a surprise, with the reasons being A, optimized pricing to facilitate client capture, and B, renewal cycle leading to higher liability for remaining coverage. However, we expect this margin compression to be transitory, which should recover over the second half of FY 2026. Turning to slide 7, total income attributable to shareholders rose 12.9% year-on-year to 101 million Qatari riyals from 89.5 million Qatari riyals in H1 2025. Wakala fee remained dominant component, accounting for 77% of total shareholders' income and rising 11.4% to 77.5 million Qatari riyal. The Mudarib share grew by 26% to 11.8 million Qatari riyal, and net income from shareholders' investment increased by 11.7% to 11 million Qatari riyal. As a result, the shareholders' net profit increased by 16.2% to 61.5 million Qatari riyal, with EPS rising from 0.265 Qatari riyal to 0.308 Qatari riyal. On a two-year basis, this represents a CAGR of 22.8% in net profit. Moving to slide 8, the value of our investment portfolio held at fair value reached 1034.7 million Qatari riyal, an increase of 16% compared to 892.1 million Qatari riyal in H1 of 2025. Portfolio remained leverage-free throughout the period, with the policy investments, policyholders' investments being 59% of the total and remaining 41% being shareholders. The portfolio continues to be managed prudently with a strong allocation to high-quality sukuk held through managed funds, providing both resilience and stable returns. This disciplined approach supported a 28.1% increase in total net income, net investment income, reaching 30 million Qatari riyal, of which 19.4 million Qatari riyal was attributed to policyholders and 10.5 million Qatari riyals to shareholders. On the right side of slide 8, shareholders' equity stood at 626 million Qatari riyals as at 30th June 2026, an increase of 9% year-on-year, supported by retained earnings. Policyholder equity stood at 132 million Qatari riyal, bringing total combined equity to 758 million Qatari riyals, an increase of 5.2% year-on-year. The company maintains a debt-free balance sheet. Turning to slide 9, looking at our key performance ratio, the takaful cost to contribution, including Wakala, stood at 92% in H1 2026, compared to 73% last year, H1. This increase is primarily attributable to higher incurred claims in the fire and jungle accident segment. However, as the year progresses, expectation is that increase in the incurred claims to be at a lower rate compared to the first half of FY 2026, which should lead to improvement in takaful cost to contribution ratio. Overall, the results of first half reflect continued momentum and financial strength across our business. Thank you for your attention, and I'll now hand it back to Khalid.
Thank you, Dinesh. I'll open the floor for any questions, if any.
My name is Abdullah. I have a question, please. My question is in relation to the underwriting policies that you write to your clients and customers. Do they have do any of these policies cover clients in relation to acts of war or aggression? Just considering the situation we're in at the moment.
Okay. Thanks, Abdullah, for your question. The standard policy, none of the standard policy covers war risk as such, or any act of aggression for the matter. However, there are buybacks available before in the market. For example, for the marine cargo, you can buy back if you want, and for the properties, you can buy back, but it comes at a price. But as such, none of the standard policy covers that risk.
And for those doorbacks, or what do you call them, do you foresee any risk associated with it, given the heightened uncertainty in the current situation? And do you think it's material in that sense?
No, we haven't. I didn't see the demand as such for the buybacks as of now. But generally, as a matter of principle, it's available globally. Does that answer your question? Is there any more questions to be there, Flo? All right. So since I'm not seeing any questions coming forward, so I believe I think you're clear about it. And before we conclude, I would like to sincerely thank our.
Sorry, I do have a question.
We'll forward to sharing up. Sorry.
Please. Sorry. My apologies to cut you off, but I do just have one final question relating to InsurTech.
Yep.
And the current environment of InsurTech in Qatar. Does Bima foresee it being a player in the InsurTech space in the coming future? Or do you have any plans to be a broker in that area?
It's can't say right now. Of course, definitely, so InsurTech is evolving in the region. There are a lot of players coming in. But as of now, there are no plans as such.
Okay, thank you.
Is it fine?
Because we've seen that QCB has approved the first InsurTech in the
right,
Qatar market,
right.
And so it could be a potential revenue access for the.
I think mostly what you can see coming through is aggregators coming in place. Actually, that is something which is going to. I think I saw one or two aggregators coming to Qatar, so that could probably I don't know, in UAE you have this, so they might probably come across. But as such, it is still not evolved. Because Qatar is not as huge market as any other region in the region, for example, Saudi or UAE. So we need to wait and watch.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Abdullah. So that concludes the meeting today, and we look forward to sharing further updates as we progress throughout the year. The full financial statements and investor presentation are available on our website. And should you have any questions, our investor relations team will be more than happy to assist you. Thank you once again, and have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.